The leader of the Roman legions in the Germanic zones was Publius Quinctilius Varus, who previously had served as proconsul of Africa and legate of Syria, the site of the Jewish revolt against the Romans just a few years before, so that he had plenty of experiences in fighting insurgencies. A Romanized German, Arminius, or Hermann the Great, was assigned to Varus's staff as a commander of a German regiment. In 9 AD, as Varus marched from his vulnerable summer fort to safety at his winter one, Arminius tricked Varus into marching off course to put down an uprising, one which Arminius had in fact provoked in order to lure Varus into a trap. Believing that Roman hegemony in Germany was absolute, Varus proceeded recklessly without regard for the fact that he was operating in hostile territory. Along the way, at Kalkreis Hill, north of Osnabrück, German troops that had united behind Arminius came out of the forest and drove the unsuspecting Romans into a swamp. The Germans had built themselves elaborate fortifications guarding their positions in preparation for the ambush, and evidence suggests that they were never captured by the Romans. After 3 days of entrenched battle in the pouring rain, the Roman troops were completely defeated. Three whole legions, 30,000 troops in total, were destroyed along with their entire attached civilian population, which had been marching with them to the winter fort. This devastating loss represented a substantial proportion of Rome's total standing military. While expertly planned and executed, the ambush was not inevitable. Smart use of exploratore scouts could have prevented it, as would have better counterintelligence and installation security. Varus completely failed to gauge the strength of German hostility towards Rome, and he clearly overestimated the disunity among the Germanic tribes. The Romanization campaign had forged unity among previous disparate German tribes behind an unlikely commander, Arminius, a Romanized German who used Roman military methods to defeat the Romans. Conceding defeat, Varus committed suicide. Arminius beheaded him and sent the severed head as a gift to the other German commander, King Marbod, hoping to persuade Marbod to unite in an anti-Roman German alliance. Marbod refused and instead sent Varus's head to Rome for burial. According to eyewitnesses, Augustus was gravely hurt by the loss of the Germanic legions and would never recover the luster of his leadership after this humiliating defeat.